Oh, we give you glory. Oh, we give you glory. Oh, we give you glory. We give you glory because you're good. We give you glory because you are wonderful. Because there's none that compares to you. Your situation is not too hard for God. The thing that you might be facing right now, it's not too hard for God. Whatever it might be that you're facing right now, as you lay it at His feet, as you surrender it all and you say, Jesus, Jesus, I give it to you. I lay it down. I feel it in my heart. There's even people in this room. There's something that you need to lay down right now. There's something that's taken priority and it wasn't Him. Right where you are, I want you to lay it at the foot of the cross. You see, it's time for a reality check. It's time to check ourselves and say, God, you are all that I desire. I'm checking myself right here, right now. You are all I desire. Your presence is all that I seek. I cast my cares unto you. Stop carrying burdens that Jesus said, cast them unto me. Stop carrying things that He has told you to give unto Him. His burden is light and His yoke is easy. His yoke is easy. Man, I can feel it even in my spirit right now. There's people that are watching me. You've contemplating giving up. You've contemplating say, what's the use? Maybe I should just run away from my family. What's the point? His yoke is easy and His burden is light. But will you surrender? Will this be the night where you say, God, I lay it down. I'm checking myself. I need a reality check from heaven tonight. I'm not going to carry cares that I don't need to carry. Jesus said, cast your cares, for He cares for you. Praise be unto God. Cast your cares, children of God. You can't run effectively in 2021 when you're carrying baggage, when you're carrying burdens, when you're carrying all of this upon your shoulders. Lay it aside, children of God. Lay it aside so that you can run the race that's been set before you. Can I tell you something? So often we're so focused on what's taken place in the past that we're missing what's been set before us. The Bible says, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. There is something that is set before you, but you can be so focused on everything around you, everything that's taking place right now, everything that might have taken place in your past, that you miss out on what has been set before you. See, greatness has been set before you. That's what the Word of God says. You see, if the Word of God was just some history book, some dead, old, historical thing that had no power, the wicked wouldn't be worried. But the wicked want to silence the church. The wicked want to silence the Word. Why? Because the Word is life. The Word that He speaks, it is spirit and it is life. See, you might be watching me right now. You might have faced the hardest week ever. But as the Word comes into your spirit, it quickens you. It builds you. It edifies you. And for some of you, it corrects you. His Word is where it's at. And here's the thing. The Lord spoke to me so clearly this last week. I'll be super transparent with everybody. Last week was one of the most hectic weeks of my life. As I was waiting for my daughter to be born, she came a week late. She took her time, Mila and Claire. But it was during that week that the enemy tried to take me, that the enemy tried to sift me. Maybe there's something wrong with your child now. Maybe it's all those things that you did in the past that's affecting her now. Maybe it's the, and I could feel the spirit of fear trying to come upon me. You feel that devil. He hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And even as I was driving in my car, I heard the prompting of the Holy Spirit and he said, switch off your radio. And as I switched off my radio, I live out on a farm and it's about a 25-minute drive into town. And as I switched off my radio, I began to pray in the Holy Spirit and I began to prophesy the word of God over my child. She shall come forth in Jesus' name. She has been knitted in the womb by God himself. She has a future. She has a plan. She has a purpose. And I began to prophesy the word of God over my child. And you see what happened? I began to laugh. I began to laugh in the face of the devil. And I heard God say to me, you need a reality check. Because I started to focus more on the enemy instead of God. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. Whatever you might be facing, however difficult it might be, get your eyes unto Jesus. He is the author and the finisher. He is the one who started you. He is the only one that can end you. That which God started, he shall bring to completion. See, I love kicking the devil in the teeth. He tried to put me in a place of fear. And I felt the word of the Lord come to my heart. Check your reality. You need a reality check, son. Do you know who I am? I'm God Almighty. And then the next question that came into my heart from the Lord, he said, son, what are you built on? What are you built on? Because when you're built on bedrock, you can never be broken. You can never be bent. You can never be taken out when you're built on bedrock. Bedrock is some hard rock. And Jesus said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. See, the Bible even tells us, it speaks of a wise man and it speaks of a fool. And the Bible says, the one that obeys my teachings and does what I say, he is likened to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And when the storms came, he stood firm. And it doesn't just stop there. It goes on and says, a fool, and I ain't no fool. I don't know about you. I don't want to be a fool. The fool is likened to the one who hears the word but doesn't obey it. See, the question I want to ask you tonight is, what are you built on? Because what you're built on determines whether you're going to stand in this hour. And if there's a time to stand, it's now. If there's a time for children of God, it doesn't matter what your age is, whether you're 12, whether you're 40, whether you're 60, this is the hour to rise up, children of God. For the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You are anointed. You are appointed for this part of time. For this part of time. I can feel this burning in my spirit right now. You, looking at me right now, you are set apart. What are you built on? What are you built on? Is it bedrock? Or is it the opinions of people? Or is it what everybody's been saying about you or the labels they're trying to put on you? What are you built on? Lift your hands wherever you are at home, even in this venue. No more time for games. No more time for wasting focus on things that don't matter. He needs to become everything to us. And there comes a time and a place such as this where we've got to check ourselves, where we've got to say, God, have the center stage in my life. I want to be built upon the firm foundation. I want to be built upon who you say you are. I want to be built like the wise man and not the fool. Because when you are built, you can never be broken. When you are built, you can never be bent. His word is key in this hour. His word is priority in this hour. You see, the word of God reveals so many things to us. And one of the most important that I want to say to you right now is it reveals our identity. Because the enemy wants to do everything he can to tell us who we are. He wants to tell us that we did all the stuff in our past so we can never be good enough. He wants to tell us that this is what your parents do. How can you ever be great? But when I read the word, I see if any man be in Christ, He is a new, not old, not second hand, not third hand, not bought from cash crusaders. He is a new creation. Write this in the comment section. I am a new creation. All things have been made new. The old is gone. I am a new creation. See, and when you recognize this, you can walk in this divine reality of a new creation where God tells you who you are. You can walk in confidence. You can walk in boldness. Why? Because you're built. You're built. You're built. Write this in the comment section. I'm built. I can see some guys at home, they're like, I'm built. I've got a dad bod. It's okay. I'm all right with it. I'm built upon the very word of God that never changes, that never alters, that remains the same. It tells me my destiny. It tells me my future. And if there was a time such as this, it's now for us to rise, walking on the word, stepping out from that which was in the past, stepping into the future. You know, as the Lord ministered this word to my heart, I can't even describe it. As he ministered it to me, it was for me. And then he said to me, tell my people. You know, I love the story of Peter. I love the story of when he's in the boat with the other disciples, because I believe that this needs to take place tonight. And the Bible says that they were on the lake and there was a storm and things were getting hectic and they were panicking. And then Jesus comes walking. And these guys were super worried, stressing out. And then they saw somebody walking. They say, it's a ghost. And the guys were more shook than they were before. But then Jesus says, do not be afraid. It is I. I declare to you right now, do not be afraid. Jesus is here. And the Bible says something so cool. Peter blabs out, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. Give me the word. Jesus says, yes, come. And what I want to get to is this. Peter steps out the boat so that he could step into destiny, so that he could step into his future, so that he could step into all that God has for him. See, child of God, you've got to step out so that you can step into. You can't step into all that God has for you until you step out of what was behind you. Because that which has passed you by, the latter shall be greater than the former. But will you step out? Will you say, Jesus, tonight I receive a reality check in my heart. Tonight I determine I want to be built upon your word. Tonight I determine I'm stepping out. I'm abandoning ship. Do you know what it means to abandon ship? It means to leave something that's sinking. The place that you might have been in the past, you might be sitting there now saying, this is a terrible situation. Get out the boat. Step out so you can step into. Man, this is a word for somebody that's sitting in this room right now. Step out so that you can step into. God has a future for every single one of you that's in this room right here, right now. Every single one of you that's watching me right now at home. Get out the boat. Step out so you can step into. See, the devil's going to do everything he can. Everything he can to keep you in the place of the boat. In a place of anxiety, in a place of never going to be good enough, into a place of you're not going to make anything. He wants to keep you in the boat so you can't step into what God has for you. It's time to abandon your past so you can step into your future. You know, when I think about that, I think about John chapter 4. As I was reading it, I had paternity leave, praise God. And I was spending time with my daughter and I was reading the Bible and I was reading the book of John and I got to John chapter 4. And it's so beautiful. The Bible says that when Jesus got to a well, there was a Samaritan woman who came there. And the crazy thing is this, she was alone. She wasn't with everybody else. She was alone. In those days, they would go in the morning and they would go in the evening because it was so hot. And not only that, it's because it was a social event. So picture this, when you would go fetch water, you would be flexing with all the ladies. You'd be like, yeah, I picked this skirt up there next to the camels. or I picked this up next to the donkey stall, or did you buy that from Woolworths, or did you get that from Checkers? It would be a social occasion. But this lady was different. She was a Samaritan woman, and she was there at noontime by herself. And the Bible reveals to us, as Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, reveals that, in fact, she had five husbands. And so people, her peers, would have perceived her as a mere sinner. And so she would go at noontime not to see anybody because of her past. I don't know who needs to hear this today, but some of you being held captive by your past, it's time to abandon your past so you can step into your future. It's time to abandon ship. You've been waiting there too long. You've been held captive by what you used to do. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things have been made new. And you know what God revealed to me, man, when he said this in South Africa at a boys' school, we would say gula. I was gullering. I was like, yo, hey. I don't know if anybody knows what that means. That's a Selborne thing. Free plug for Selborne. But I want to reveal to you what the Lord showed me. Even as the Samaritan woman was with Jesus and they were speaking back and forth, and Jesus began to reveal that he was the Messiah. She came there at noontime to fetch water in a jug or in whatever it might have been so that she could avoid everybody, not to be in contact with anyone until she had a reality check with Jesus. Until she had a reality check with the Son of Man. John chapter 4, listen to this, verses 28. The woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village, telling everyone, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah? You see, when you receive a reality check from Jesus, you are set free from the past so you can step into the future. She was held captive by the things that she had once done, but she had a reality check with the Son of Man. She took the jug that resembled coming at noontime to avoid everyone. She left it at the well, ran to the village, said, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. See, when you hook up with Jesus, who cares what anybody else has to say? Tonight, you're receiving a reality check. It's time to throw the water jug, and it's time to start testifying. It's time to stop hiding like the Samaritan woman, and it's time to start testifying like the Samaritan woman. No more hiding. It's time to testify. No more staying in the boat. It's time to step out. It's time to step out. It's time to step into the future. It's time to be built upon the firm foundation. Man, I can feel this word burning in my heart. In this hour, this is crucial for us to be effective here on earth. It is crucial. And I believe even right now that there's people that are encountering Jesus. There are people right now that are being set free. Even as you have continually tagged people in the comment section, people are being set free. We will not be shaken. We are no longer slaves. We are children of God who are built upon bedrock, who have checked themselves and have made the main thing, Jesus, who are not gonna hide, but are gonna testify, who are not gonna shut their mouths, but are gonna rise up and preach the gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I'm going to check myself so I don't wreck myself. Jesus, you're the main thing. You're priority number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You are everything to me. Wherever you are at home, I want you to stand with me. Every single one of you that's in the auditorium, stand with me. We're making the main thing the main thing. We're checking ourselves tonight. Jesus, you are everything to us. Lift your hands wherever you are at home or in this auditorium and close your eyes. Jesus, you are everything to us. We worship you and we adore you and we give you glory and we give you praise because none compares to who you are. And God, I thank you that even right now you're touching your people supernaturally in Jesus' name. You're awakening them to destiny. You're awakening them to the future that you have for them. Reality checks are taking place right now. Faith is rising up on the inside of children of God. For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the very power of God unto salvation.